Well, this is a paper in the monthly notices of the RAS, which shed some light on how galaxies evolve. Now, the galaxies that we see in the night sky fall broadly into various categories. The most obvious visual groupings are that some galaxies have spiral structure, like our own galaxy, and others have elliptical structure with no arms in that elliptical structure. Now, there are also differences in the physical makeup of galaxies. Some have lots of gas, which they seem to be actively forming into stars, and others seem to be more or less gas-free. And that leads to the question of whether these are fundamentally different populations of galaxies that form as spirals or ellipses, or whether they're different evolutionary states, and whether, for example, spiral galaxies evolve into elliptical galaxies. Now, there's a fairly firm consensus that these are evolutionary states. We see examples of merging spiral galaxies that we think will form into elliptical systems. But that leads to the question of what happens to the gas, because spiral systems tend to be these systems which are actively forming stars out of gas, while the elliptical systems tend to be relatively gas-free. Now, although we see a lot of merging systems, we don't see many that seem to be in the process of flushing their gas out, and so we know much less about how that process happens. In fact, I think there are about 5 examples that we've seen of galaxies that seem to be in the process of flushing their gas out as we observe them. Now, Ananda Hota, writing in the monthly notices of the RAS, presents images of one of these 5 galaxies, NGC 3801, at many different wavelengths of light to try and understand exactly what's happening in this galaxy. And for a start, he sees that many of the stars in this galaxy formed only a few 100 million years ago. So that suggests very recently this galaxy was still forming stars. But today there's only very little star formation in the galaxy, and that is only in the outskirts of the galaxy. Now, if you look towards the centre, you see evidence of lots of recent supernova explosions, which look like they've been blowing the gas out of the centre of the galaxy. And you also see there's an active nucleus that seems to have turned on. So gas is now falling in onto that central black hole, forming jets, and those jets are flushing the gas out of the centre of this galaxy. So the idea here is that already the star formation has turned off in the centre of this galaxy due to supernova explosions and the active nucleus, but it hasn't yet reached the outskirts of this galaxy, which will probably turn off in about another 100 million years' time. So he's dubbed this the cosmic leaf blower. It seems to have turned on, flushed the gas out of the centre of the galaxy, but not yet quite turned off the star formation in the outskirts.
Wouldn't the presence of lots of gas being buffeted and pushed together by the forces of all these supernovae, wouldn't that actually give you an area that's fertile for more star formation rather than less?
It certainly can happen that supernova explosions can trigger other nearby star-forming regions to form into stars. That's called sequential star formation. But if you got too many of these explosions, you just flush the gas completely out of the galaxy into intergalactic space.